I said, I'm tired of feeling the way I feel every day. I'm tired of how I feel. I'm tired of lying to myself, lying to people, and just being in some piece of shit. And I always knew in the back of my mind I could be something special, but I knew the work it was going to take was going to kill me. I was afraid of that. I was afraid of the brutality and the suffering I was going to have to endure. But I knew I could do something.
So the question you have to ask yourself is, who am I? Where am I going? What do I want to accomplish?
And when people get wrong, they just think it's going to happen. They think they're going to wake up one day and it's all going to work out. No, you have to demand excellence. You have to dedicate yourself to something greater than who you are. Otherwise, I guarantee you will live a life of mediocrity. I would much rather give everything I have and fail than lie awake one night 50 years from now and ask myself, what if?
In order for something new to come, something old must go. And that old can sometimes mean let go of what you know until now.
In order to become the better version of yourself, you have to kill off your original version, because if he sticks around, he will find you again. Deep down, you know this is a change you've been meaning to make for so long, and you only have so many more tomorrows. So what the fuck are you waiting for? There's only going to be so many more days that you wake up and that you're not in a coffin 6 feet underground. Make today worth it. Make today count. Tomorrow's you is waiting. He's already at the top. Put the work in, bro. I believe in you.
There's a beauty in pushing yourself. And, you know, once you overcome something, then you feel more confident and stronger to overcome something again, right? And this bleeds into everything.
The biggest act of self-love is to live for yourself and not for others. Do the things you've always wanted to do, even if you have to do them alone. Till one day I woke up and I asked myself, what if I stopped living to be understood and just lived to be free? And that shift changed everything. I create without asking for applause. Some didn't get it, but finally I do. Because real self-love starts when you stop waiting for permission and finally start giving it to yourself.
So what would you say the biggest deception was? What was the biggest lie you were told?
It's not that simple.
Why not?
No, that's the biggest lie I was ever told. It's not that simple. And it's a lie they tell you over and over again.
What's not simple?
Any of it. All of it. It's how they get you to give up. They say it's not that simple, Vinny.
So what's the truth?
Yeah, it is. That if you just do the thing that they tell you you can't, then it's done. And you realize it is that simple.
What are you afraid of, Eric?
I'm not afraid of anything.
No. You're afraid of something, and it's stopping you.
Stopping? From what?
From becoming what we all know you're capable of being.
What I'm capable of? What I'm capable of? You know something, Mr. Finney? I'm always hearing that. What I'm capable of? I took the SATs last year, remember? I blew them. You know, maybe I'm just not meant to be in college.
Maybe you're someone who gives up too easily. What'll it be, Mr. Matthews? Who are you?
You're always afraid to take the first step because all you see is every negative thing 10 miles down the road. But you can do anything you want. You are bound by nothing. What are you passionate about?
Another moment of life. Our lives, what we create, are made from the decisions we make on the moment-to-moment basis. Champions are never woken up and born into success. They're created, they're mature, they've struggled and weathered through that effort of hard work and dedication and sacrifice to achieve that championship status. It's these moments, these decisions we make on a daily basis. Do we get up early and go for a run? Do we hit the snooze button? Do we go that extra rep in the gym and our body's dying? Do we push past that?
All these little things are the inches that add up to be the measure of difference between first place and forever forgotten. Second place. Huge margins. But if you look about your day and all these little moments of life, all these little opportunities are in your wheelhouse. You create them. And later in life, when you're crying because you came up short, stop being so selfish. Look back on your day, examine it, put it under a microscope, and have responsibility for your actions. Those inches you need to be number one then, which is now in the past, are around us every single day. It's not a bad break, it's not the ref making a bad call. It's that you get up that day and do those little tiny things, the little details, the little nuggets of life. That's what adds up to be the difference.
If you have a dream, if you have a goal in life that you want to accomplish, I can tell you, hard work, dedication, determination, but always have that dream and continue to have that vision, because when you continue to propel forward, you will see accomplishments. Take small steps, and sooner or later, they will continue to grow and grow and grow into bigger accomplishments. Believe in yourself. Stay strong. Stay focused. No matter what, the bad times don't last forever. If someone tells you you can't, you prove to them that you can. If someone fires you from a job, you say, you know what? When one door closes, another door opens. Always believe in yourself. Don't try to be like anyone else. Live your dreams, live your thoughts, and live your ideas to the fullest. And always believe that no matter what happens in your life, it's for a greater purpose.
Rise, young warrior. You must get up. Your journey is not over.
I can't fight him. He has all my weapons. I have nothing.
When you began your journey, you were determined. Nothing could stop you. And now that you are so close, are you willing to give up so easily?
It was easier at the beginning.
Beginnings are often easier. But think of all that you have accomplished along your journey.
What's the point of fighting my way up the mountain when someone else is just going to come up the easy way?
There is always going to be someone who does things the easy way. But that should not stop you from doing things the right way. It is your journey, young warrior. Only you decide when it ends.
I just don't think I can do this. I'm never going to find a home.
You know, sometimes your mind plays tricks on you. It can tell you you're no good, that it's all hopeless. But I've discovered this. You are loved and important. And you bring to this world things that no one else can. So hold on.
The best things in life are obvious. They don't need a plan, perfect timing, or anyone's approval. They come from a feeling you can't ignore. You don't have to overthink it or force it. The work feels weightless, the risk feels small, and the hours you spend disappear. That's how you know it's yours. It doesn't fight you, it finds you. So lean into that thing, because that's where the magic is.
Life isn't a straight line. It's not a neat series of steps that lead you from where you are to where you want to be. It's a storm, a constant push and pull between hope and heartbreak, between progress and pain. And sometimes it feels like the storm is winning. You work, you fight, you give everything you have. And for what? To watch things fall apart? To lose what you thought you'd built? To feel like the universe is laughing in your face? It's hard not to wonder sometimes What's the point? But here's the truth about life, and it's not the easy, polished truth people like to tell you. The truth is, life is hard, unfair, brutal, and relentless. It doesn't care how tired you are. It doesn't care how much you've already endured. It will keep coming at you, wave after wave, testing your strength, testing your patience, testing your will to keep moving. And that's the thing about life. It's not meant to be easy, because it's not the easy moments that shape us. It's not the smooth paths that teach us who we are. It's the struggle, the fight, the times when everything feels impossible, but you find a way to take one more step anyway. Think about the hardest moments of your life, the times you thought you wouldn't make it, the nights you cried yourself to sleep, the mornings you woke up feeling like you couldn't face another day. You didn't just survive those moments. You grew from them. They pushed you to your limits, and in doing so, they showed you what you're capable of. And that's the lesson life keeps teaching us. Growth doesn't happen in comfort. It happens in the fire. But here's what makes it so hard. When you're in the middle of it, when the fire is burning and the storm is raging, it's almost impossible to see what's on the other side. It's hard to imagine that the pain will end, that the struggle will be worth it, that you'll come out stronger. It feels like the darkness will never lift, but it does. It always does. Life has a way of breaking us open, of tearing us apart, so that we can rebuild ourselves into something stronger. And I know that sounds cruel, like a punishment, but it's not. It's life's way of teaching us resilience, of showing us that we're capable of more than we ever imagined. And the only way to learn that is to keep going. Because here's the thing about life. It doesn't stop. The clock doesn't pause for you to catch your breath. The world doesn't wait for you to feel ready. It keeps moving. And if you want to survive, if you want to thrive, you have to keep moving with it. Even when it's hard, especially when it's hard. But moving forward doesn't mean you have to have it all figured out. It doesn't mean you have to know exactly where you're going or how you're going to get there. Sometimes it's enough just to take one step, just to do the next right thing. Because progress isn't about speed, it's about persistence. It's about refusing to give up, no matter how many times you fall. You don't have to move fast. You just have to move. And let me tell you something. You are stronger than you think. You've survived every single bad day you've ever had. Every heartbreak, every disappointment, every failure. You've gotten through it all. And if you're still here, if you're still breathing, that means you still have a chance. A chance to fight. A chance to grow. A chance to build something out of the rubble. The pain you're feeling right now, it's temporary. The struggle you're facing, it's temporary. But the strength you gain from pushing through it, that's permanent. That's yours forever. The key is not to let life's hardships define you. Don't let the pain harden you. Don't let the failures convince you that you're not enough. Don't let the storm make you forget who you are. You are not your setbacks. You are not your struggles. You are the person who keeps going, who refuses to quit, who finds a way to rise, no matter how many times you fall. And I get it. Sometimes it feels like the weight is too much to carry. Sometimes you feel like you don't have the strength to keep going. But let me tell you something. You don't have to carry it all at once. You don't have to do it all today. You just have to keep moving, step by step, day by day, until the weight starts to feel lighter. Because here's the truth. The storm doesn't last forever. The fire doesn't burn forever. The darkness doesn't stay forever. And when the clouds clear, when the ashes settle, when the light starts to break through, you'll see what all of this was for. You'll see that the struggle wasn't meaningless, that the pain wasn't wasted, that it all shaped you into someone stronger, someone wiser, someone who is capable of facing whatever comes next. So, if you're in the middle of the storm right now, if you're feeling broken, if you're wondering how you're going to keep going, I want you to remember this. You've made it through every storm before this one. You found a way to keep moving.
Don't become a victim of yourself. Forget the thief in the alley that's after your purse. What about the thief in your mind that's after your promise? The thief in your mind that says you're too short, you're too tall. I'm asking you to conquer that thief even though you find him in your own consciousness. I want to reassure you that you can do it. I want you to reassure you that you can make the decisions. I want to reassure you that no matter what the night, no matter what the storm, no matter what the difficulty, there isn't anybody here that can't figure it out, find some things to do, step at a time, yes. Minute at a time, yes. Day at a time, yes. Week at a time, yes. But there isn't anything you can't walk away from. There isn't any challenge you can't overcome. I want you to have that kind of belief in yourself.
I bet you and I have a lot in common. We're not the strongest, smartest, or richest people we know. We're not the fastest or most connected. We're not the best looking or most talented. We don't have the best genetics. But what we do have is something a lot of those other people will never have, the will to work. If there's one unavoidable truth in this world, it's that there is no substitute for putting in the work. There is no shortcut or growth hack or magic pill that can get you around the hard work of doing your job well, of winning something you care about, or of making your dreams come true. People have tried to cut corners and skip steps in this process for as long as hard work has been hard. Eventually, those people either fall behind or get left in the dust, because working your ass off is the only thing that works 100% of the time for 100% of the things worth achieving. Work works. That is the bottom line. No matter what you do, no matter who you are, my entire life has been shaped by that single idea.
I will win, I will win, I will win. When that negative voice pops into your head and tells you that you don't have it in you, that you should give up and go back to your old ways, that you don't have any chance at succeeding, you must tell yourself that you will win, as conviction is one of the greatest powers that you possess.
Comfort is the silent killer. Every big decision in life comes down to it. The life you want versus the comfort you have. And the painful reality of it is that that discomfort never ends as long as you're continually challenging yourself. And so as long as you want to keep growing, you have to get comfortable in the fact that you will always feel like you're losing. You will always feel like you're not enough. And you will always feel like you have skills that you lack, because you do. And so most people pick comfort. But your dreams live on the other side of discomfort if you're willing to pay that price and go through it.
Along the way to mastery, you walk the way alone. But self-mastery, mastering something, is always about yourself. And if you want to master yourself, well, you're gonna challenge and face yourself. And this is happening alone. If this room is completely dark, I am alone. Even if somewhere behind there, I see a spark of light, I see a spark of hope, which is behind there. Yeah, but for me, experiencing here, there is still the gap of darkness in between me and the spark of hope. So around me, for me, it's dark. And I don't have anybody left and right for me.
I get it. Change is hard. But staying in the places that you've outgrown and no longer belong is destroying you. It's making you not trust yourself. It's burying the magic within you. And here's the truth. The magic happens when you stop shrinking into places that you no longer fit.
You know what's funny, man? I've always hated this time in the winter, January, February, when it's just been depressing and demotivating, dark as cold as balls. You know, the holidays are over. There's nothing else to look forward to. You slowly fall off your routine. You choose the warmth of your bed over the cold morning drives to the gym. But the more I think about it, the more I realize that those feelings, those perceptions of winter only exist because I choose to give my attention to them. But now, for the first time in my life, I'm loving this. I'm loving the frost. I'm loving those pitch black morning runs when the only thing you can see in front of you is your breath. There's nothing else on the road. And I keep building and gaining more energy, power, momentum from it because I choose to give my attention to it. I want to focus on that. And those feelings are here now because we're choosing to stick to our commitments, even when all those external variables are the most unfavorable. At the end of the day, the winter is just a metaphor here. Never bet your happiness, your desire to grow, your own personal motivation on someone or something else's external bullshit. You're still the creator. You're responsible for yourself, and you choose what's favorable now so you can always dictate what's favorable later. And I know it sounds cheesy, but when your desire to improve and help yourself burns bright inside, brighter than it's ever burned before, it'll keep you warm, and no season or circumstance will ever dictate your progress or mood again.
Place your confidence in you and validate that for the rest of your life, so when the external comes crashing down, you're still left with something. Life, however, is not about being alone and guarded, so work to find the people that will actually protect your confidence and trust in them. Confidence in the self is not the final destination. It's the first step to building enough internal value to open up the opportunity to surround yourself with better people.
To promise yourself that you are not going to go home a loser. And you will fight to the death to maintain your promise to yourself. I would rather die than acknowledge to myself that I'm that loser.
To build yourself up, to have a certain amount of, let's say, responsibility for yourself. This is why I'm emphasizing all the time in all of these years, make yourself strong. Make yourself strong. We all want peace, yes. But here, in our place, we not just want to have peace, peaceful and strong. This combination I prefer better. In a cycle of life where everybody, if you're just a little bit aware, you can feel something is shifting. Some people are not willing to maybe adapt to the change. Some people are not strong enough to adapt to the change. Some people don't know how to put it into practice in order to go with the change. And now comes the time, what is about you?
It may seem dark to think about it this way, but it's true. We are constantly dying, dying every day, as Seneca said. Life is a one-way street. Time marches in only one direction. Things are always ending, always coming to a close or getting closer to one. Marcus Aurelius knew this, but he didn't let it get him down. In fact, he found some reassurance in it. When we cease from activity or follow a thought to its conclusion, he observed, it is a kind of death. But this doesn't harm us, he pointed out. In fact, we look forward to many of these cessations and conclusions. Think about your life, he said. Childhood, boyhood, youth, old age. Every transformation a kind of dying. Was that so terrible? Of course not. It's just how life is. From one end comes another beginning. Nothing lasts forever, nor will we want it otherwise. Instead, we have to accept change, if not embrace it. We have to accept that none of us maintain anything or any form forever. Instead, we are transitioning, always, some quickly, some more slowly. Everything is tinged the kind of dying. Everything is a phase, including the life we're lucky enough to live right now.
The standard isn't a goal you aim for when it's convenient. It's a line you refuse to cross, no matter how tired, uninspired, or tempted you feel. Most people let their standards be dictated by how they feel in the moment. But you're not most people. Your standard is the commitment you made to yourself. You don't adjust it for the weather, the mood, or the circumstance. Because the way you hold your line in the dark when no one's looking is the same way you'll rise to the light. Your standard is unbreakable. And so are you.
Is that all you need to do is live? That's all you need to do. Like, because life is this spiral, it's this infinite spiral of expansion. Everything that you need to happen is going to come to you within the spiral. So if you miss an opportunity, it's going to spiral back around and it's going to come back. Everything that you need to happen in your life is going to happen. Whether you like try to make it happen or not, it's going to happen. It's guaranteed. You're going to end up where you're meant to end up, regardless of what you think or what you do or how you occupy your time. All you need to do is just keep going. Keep swimming.
But you want to trust that something greater could happen, and that's not something that's very easy. So when we get to a point where we're so happy with ourselves, we're no longer looking because we feel like we already have it, that's when the synchronicities and the coincidences and the miracles and the opportunities begin to show up in our life to prove to us that we are the creators of our life.
Thinking is something different than experiencing, than sensing, than feeling life itself. This is why all these methods, stop thinking, meditate, discipline your thoughts. Stop thinking too much. Don't go into the past. Don't go into the future. Be in the present. Why? Because only then it's possible that the mind is free, the capacity is free, and now you can completely immerse into whatever you are doing. And this means you have arrived.
You have arrived.
The truth is, the only thing standing between you and the life you want is you. And that's the best news you'll ever hear. Because if it's you versus you, the power is yours. Always has been.
Stop waiting for change to happen, because it could be years and years and years. It could be decades. It could never happen. Change could never come if you're just waiting for it. So make the change right now. If there's something you know or you want to change, and I'm sure you have a list of things, like write them down. What do you want to change in your life? What needs to change for you to achieve the things you want to accomplish? What do you want to change to be happier? What do you want to change to be more fulfilled? What do you want to change to be more passionate? Do it right now. Make the change.
I think motivation is complete garbage.
Mm-hmm.
It's never there when you need it. It's not a matter of will. It's a matter of skill. And it is a skill in life to be able to feel what you feel and then do what you need to do. It's acknowledging something we all struggle with, which is that moment of hesitation, that moment of self-doubt, that moment where you're standing on the sideline aching to jump in the game, but you are holding yourself back. The just is everything.
If you will change, everything will change for you. You don't have to change what's outside. All you've got to change is what's inside. To have more, you simply have to become more.
I wish you the courage to be warm when the world would prefer you be cool. I wish you success sufficient to your needs. I wish you failure to temper that success. I wish you joy in all your days. I wish you sadness so that you may better measure joy. I wish you gladness to overbalance the grief. I wish you humor and a twinkle in your eye. I wish you glory and strength to bear the burdens. I wish you sunshine on your path and storms to season your journey.
In order for something new to come, something old must go. And that old can sometimes mean let go of what you know until now.
Most people try to create a new personal reality as the same personality, and it doesn't work. You literally have to become someone else. If you keep thinking the same thoughts, keep demonstrating the same behaviors, keep living by the same feelings and emotions, your personal reality is going to stay exactly the same. But if you have new thoughts that lead to new choices, that demonstrate new actions, that create new experiences, that cause you to feel differently, you will begin to walk into a new future.
Sometimes you will have to convince yourself that it's possible, that you can go from zero to hero, from peasant to king, if you change the way that you think. And if you don't know how to change the way that you think, begin to digest new information. Stay away from the haters. Stay away from the losers. Stay away from the people with weak minds and weak mentalities, and find those people that empower you. Find those people, elevate your spirit and your soul, and understand that your potential, my friend, is limitless. You, my friend, are limitless, but you must believe. And if you can believe, all things are possible.
All you have is this moment. So you have to continuously focus on bringing attention to this moment and keep reminding yourself that what decision can I make in this moment that is aligned with the best version of myself, that is aligned with the vision of where I'm trying to get to?
If you look at stories of great men, of great women in history, that story always has a lot of disadvantages that were overcome. There is something in the process of overcoming hardship that creates greatness. Most people quit through that process. If you can survive it, then your story will be a great one.
You got to bet on you. It's so funny that you believe in others. You would bet on others. You would support others. You would be there for others. But when it comes to you, you take a darn back seat. I don't understand it. I'm gonna bet on me.
I needed somebody and they didn't do it. So I decided at that point, I guess, I don't need you. The only person I need is me. And I'll be damned if I'm ever gonna need somebody. I ain't needing somebody. I'll be damned if I'm ever gonna need somebody again.
Don't be afraid of people rejecting. Stick to your guns. That fear, it just withers the soul. It makes what you create just like everything else out there. But when you think, no, I'm going to be myself. I'm going to mind what's different about me. I'm going to be bold and confident. Those who are trying to follow all the trends don't have impact.
Find out what you're good at. Find out what craft or thing or what are you good at? What you have an aptitude for? Do you like history? Do you like math? Do you like artwork? Do you like music? You find out what you have a natural inclination towards. You find out what you're good at. And then you figure out how to help other people with that thing that you're good at. And once you figure that out, that's purpose. 2 + 2 = 4. So what are you good at? How can you help other people? That's your purpose.
Everything around you that you call life was made up by people that were no smarter than you. And you can change it. You can influence it. You can build your own things that other people can use. Shake off this notion that life is there and you're just going to live in it. Embrace it. Change it. Improve it. Make your mark upon it.
Remember, you guys only have one life on this earth, okay? It's not too late to change everything. Get up, guys. Make today the day.
The more I listen to this, the better my life gets. If they don't have what you want, don't listen to what they say. There's no greater waste of time than justifying your actions to people who have a life you don't want.
Build a vision of what you would like to accomplish between now and the end of the year. And then make a written description of that vision. Paint the picture with words. Vision. Vision is going to direct your life if you let it. Use it constructively. See what you want. Don't spend any time thinking of what you don't want. When you get a picture in here, make it big, make it beautiful. You'll be glad you did.
What we feel is what manifests. It's the energy that we put out that we get back. Claim it in your heart right now. Who do you want to be? How do you want to feel? What do you want to give? And what do you want to receive? And ask yourself that. Design your day every single day. You have the power within you to design your life. What you see is a reflection of what you believe. So are we going to say yes to a new belief system now?
Do the thing. And you'll get the energy to do the thing. Do the thing, and you'll get the energy to do the thing. Don't wait. Start right now, whether you're ready or not. Just say, I'm going after it. I'm going to get it. And your present circumstances got nothing to do with where you're going.
You've got to accept yourself for what you've done wrong. Do your best. And also, find some difficult to do, because that gets away a lot of the anxiety that you carry around in your body. Difficult things make regular life less difficult.
Anything is possible here, that you're only limited by your imagination. Now, it's not going to be handed to you. You have to find your way through. And there will be times that you're going to hit dead ends, but you have to pick yourself back up. You have to be smart. You have to calculate another route, and then you kind of keep moving forward.
At some point, everything's going to go south on you. Everything's going to go south, and you're going to say, this is it. This is how I end. Now, you can either accept that or you can get to work. That's all it is. You just begin. You do the math. You solve one problem and you solve the next.
And it doesn't matter how you get knocked down in life, because that's going to happen. All that matters is that you got to get up.
Work hard. Be somebody. Be something more than what you see in the mirror. Let the world be your mirror. Don't let them judge you, because the mirror can't judge you. You judge what you see in it.
There's a great Chinese expression, a great old proverb. The best time to plant a tree is 20 years ago. The second best time is now.
Just be the best version of yourself in anything that you do. You don't have to live anybody else's story. Sometimes people make it seem like you have to have certain prerequisites or a crazy life story in order to be successful in this world. But the truth is, you really don't. It doesn't matter where you come from, what you have or don't have, what you lack. All you need to have is an undying passion for what you do and a relentless drive and the will to do whatever it takes to be successful.
There's a moment when every boy realizes no one's coming to save him. And that's when he becomes a man. And some boys never get there and stay children forever.
You're not allowed to give excuses, because excuses are a sign of weakness. We give no excuses when we fail. Failure is just fertilizer to help us grow as a team.
Guys, in life, you know, winning isn't everything, but training to win is. Having the will to win, that is everything. Whether you win or not, you are a fail. You get back up and try it again. But if you don't have the will to win, and you don't train to win, that's where you're really missing the mark, guys.
You ever had a gut feeling that maybe you were meant for more?
What if you were everything you could be? Fall down 7 times, get up 8. Ease is a greater threat to progress than hardship.
We're all trying to improve ourselves. No one's perfect. I'm not perfect now. I never will be. You're not, and you never will be, but you're better than you were yesterday, and you're going to be better tomorrow.
You know, the greatest lesson my mother ever taught me, when I was a kid, whatever I started, I had to finish it. Whether I got in the midst of something and didn't care for a coach, whether I got in the midst of an organization and didn't care for a leader, my mother would never let me start something and stop, because she would always say, the person that you will become by enduring the process is far more important than the person that you have to deal with in the midst of the process.
Your present or past results have absolutely nothing to do with what's going to happen from this point forward. You see, I kept thinking, well, gee, I'm such a mess up. You know, I've done everything wrong up till now. I'm 26. I'm broke. I'm not happy. Everything was wrong. That's all in the past. Every moment is a new moment.
Success is a strange thing. Presumably, we want success because we think a more successful life will bring us more happiness, meaning, and fulfillment. Here's the problem. We sacrifice the thing we want, happiness, for the thing which is supposed to get it, success. Failure can make you miserable, but I'm not sure that success will make you happy. I am only worthy of love, acceptance, and belonging if I succeed. Now, powered by internal feelings of insufficiency, this person is driven to achieve many things. They're prepared to outwork, out-hustle, and out-suffer everyone else because they're not just running toward a life they want, they're running away from a life that they fear. Success and progress ameliorates the feelings of insufficiency. Therefore, success and progress have become prioritized above everything else.
Character is the core of a person, something they can't control, something that comes from deep within, and it causes people to have patterns of behavior. And you want to find people who have a strong character to associate with, as opposed to a weak character. And what a strong character is people who are adaptable, who are fluid, who can admit that they are wrong, who can learn from their experience, who can take criticism. So I want you to focus not on people's charming exterior, instead focus on that deep inner quality, that core, that character, because that's who they really are. Your character is creating what happens to you in life. There's the famous quote of the ancient Greek philosopher Heraclitus, "Character is fate."
As I continue to experience life and find myself, I realize that hope isn't what I thought it was. Through a lot of sorrow, it's actually been redefined for me. And I ask myself the question, what if my pain is actually my hope?
So many of us are at war with ourselves within. We have that inner conflict because we're trying to portray this image that is, you know, acceptable in the world around us, that we think is acceptable, instead of just staying true to you. And yes, when you stay true to yourself, people are going to look at you a certain way. People are going to try to knock you off your path. There's going to be a lot of external things that, you know, try to sway you this way or that way, but you got to stay true to you.
Here's my best advice. Welcome all experiences. You never know which one is going to turn everything on.
So most people try to create a new personal reality as the same personality, and it doesn't work. We literally have to become someone else. In other words, thoughts are the language of the brain, and feelings are the language of the body. And how you think and how you feel creates a state of being. So then the person says, "I am insecure." And whenever you say, "I am anything," you're commanding your mind and body towards a destiny. So then most people's biology is, for the most part, their past. And so if you're not being defined by the vision of the future, some new possibility in your life, you're only left with the old circuitry in your brain and the old emotions of the past. So the question then is, can you believe in a future that you can't see or experience with your senses yet, but you've thought about enough times in your mind that your brain is literally changed to look like the experience has already occurred?
Every single day, you one step closer, then you don't know how many steps away you are from your goal or from where you want to be. And you know, me personally, I want to tell you, don't give up. Because it could be a mental switch. That's all you need to where the next 6 months of your life is going to be the best 6 months of your life thus far. It's so easy to quit, bro. That's what everyone's doing, and we're not trying to be like everybody else. Always remember that.
Choose just one part of your personality to develop that would virtually guarantee your success. Persistence would be your choice. Napoleon Hill suggested that there may be no heroic connotation to the word persistence, but he said the quality is to the character of the human like what carbon is to steel. Persistence is going to keep you going in the face of almost every obstacle that you can imagine. It is based upon your focus being directed towards the positive polarity in life. You see, it's not difficult to find an individual who's persistently doing what they don't want to do and achieving results they don't want to achieve. A lack of persistence is not their problem. How they're using their persistence is. Ignorance and paradigms are the enemy that we must defeat. Everyone is persistent. Our objective must be to put persistence to work for us rather than against us.
You're not going to hit it out of the park on the first shot. But the crazy thing about how success works is that you only need to win once. That's the crazy part, is you only have to win once. No matter where you're at in your journey, you've just got to believe with all your fucking heart that you're going to make it. Because no one else is going to believe for you.
You need to believe and know that your one decision, one relationship, one meeting, one book, one thought, one something away from a completely different life. And when you know that, then you begin to look for them.
If I were to leave this earth tomorrow, the one message I want to get across to everybody that sees this is that life is really short. And when you get the opportunity to take a chance and bet on yourself, fucking take it.
And what most people do is when the struggle or the tough season or the adversity comes, they do every and anything to try to get away from it. Anchor down and embrace it. Anchor down and embrace it. And I promise you, the storm will eventually pass. But don't prolong the storm by trying to resist the storm. Put your anchors down, put your feet down, right? Like a tree that has deep roots, and embrace the storm, and eventually it will pass and you will come out a stronger version of yourself.
The biggest misunderstanding about passion is that it isn't something you find or something that just comes to you. It's something you create. Too many of us go our entire lives wondering why we aren't lucky or fortunate enough to have a natural purpose or to naturally be passionate about something when it isn't even a natural thing to begin with. True passion isn't naturally occurring. It only occurs through the action of building it. And that's the irony of it all. True passion, purpose, it's never one specific thing, but it's found through the effort that you give in of itself working towards that thing or anything for that matter. So if you've always felt like you don't have a thing that others do that get them all excited to get out of bed in the morning, then just start working on all different areas of your life and let that love of giving effort fulfill you. Anyone can try, anyone can give it, anyone can invest in the idea of becoming. That's the purpose and passion that you've been searching so long for.
Why don't you think the highest of yourself? We all should think that we're great. There's no reason for you to not think that you're great.
If you genuinely believe in yourself, you are 75% already there towards your goals. Like you will accomplish them. If you believe yourself, put in the work, it's done.
Nobody can make you successful but you. If you don't believe in you, why should I? If you're not going to invest in you, why should I? You are with you every single day. You know you better than anybody else, but you want someone to invest in you that hasn't spent one moment with you? If you're not willing to do that? Of course you wouldn't. You believe in you.
Be the person that your mom thinks you are, or the person that your younger self wanted as a role model. Brave, courageous, earnest, honest, virtuous, like on fire. There's this quote from the ancient Greeks that says, live as though all your ancestors were living again through you. I really love that. We judge people based on how much life they can tolerate, how much feeling they can deal with and carry and enjoy. That's something that we should all try and have more of in ourselves, being that person that your younger self wanted as a role model.
What would your life look like if you had the ability to adhere to every single plan, every single dream, every single goal that you have set forth for yourself from the time that you were 10 years old to however you are now? What would your life look like?
Life has a way of testing you. Sometimes it feels like you're caught in a storm that just won't end. The kind of storm that leaves you drenched, battered, and clinging to anything that will keep you afloat. The kind that makes you wonder, how much more of this can I take? Maybe that's where you are right now, right in the middle of it. Maybe it feels like the universe is against you, like every step forward is met with two steps back, like no matter how hard you try, it's never enough. And when you're in that place, it's easy to think the storm will last forever. But here's the truth. The storm will end. It might not feel like it now. It might not feel like there's even a glimpse of light on the horizon. But storms don't last forever. They can't. And no matter how impossible it feels, no matter how heavy the rain, the sun will rise again. It always does. The question is, how do you keep going until it does? When the storm is raging, you need something to hold on to, something that keeps you grounded when everything else feels like it's falling apart. That anchor could be anything, a goal, a belief, a memory, a purpose. It's not about pretending the storm isn't there. It's about finding something solid within yourself to hold on to when the winds are trying to pull you in every direction. Ask yourself, what am I fighting for? What is worth holding on to? It might be your family, your dreams, your future self, the person you know you're capable of becoming. Whatever it is, let it be your anchor. Let it remind you why you're still standing, why you're still fighting, why you haven't given up.
When life feels impossible, the big picture can be overwhelming. You look at everything you have to face, and it feels like too much, too big, too heavy, too far away. But you don't have to face it all at once. You just have to take the next step. Focus on what you can do right now, in this moment. Not tomorrow, not next week, right now. Can you make one phone call? Write one email? Take one step out of bed? Sometimes the smallest steps are the most important because they remind you that you're still moving. They remind you that you're still capable. They remind you that the storm hasn't beaten you yet. This isn't the first storm you faced. It might feel like the hardest, the longest, the darkest. But it's not the first time you've been tested. And if you're still here, that means you've survived every storm before this one. Think back to those moments when you thought you couldn't go on, when the pain felt unbearable, when you doubted whether you had the strength to keep going. And yet, you did. You made it through. You're still standing. Let that be your proof. Proof that you're stronger than you think. Proof that you've faced impossible things before and come out the other side. Proof that you can do it again. One of the hardest things about being in the middle of a storm is the feeling that it will never end. That this is your life now. This chaos. This pain. This struggle. But the storm is not who you are. It's something you're going through. It's not your identity. Accept that the storm is here, but don't let it become you. You are not your struggles. You are not your pain. You are the person who is weathering them, who is standing tall in the face of them, who is learning, growing, and becoming because of them.
Even in the darkest storms, there are glimmers of light. Maybe it's a kind word from a stranger. Maybe it's a moment of laughter with someone you love. Maybe it's the simple fact that you woke up this morning and decided to try again. Those small lights might seem insignificant, but they matter. They're reminders that the storm hasn't taken everything, that there's still good in the world, still hope, still something worth fighting for. Look for those lights. Hold on to them. Let them guide you forward. Storms are destructive, yes, but they're also transformative. They tear down what's weak, what's unstable, what wasn't meant to last, and they leave you with the raw materials to build something stronger, something better.
This storm you're in, it's shaping you. It's teaching you resilience, patience, courage. It's showing you what you're capable of, what you can endure, what you can overcome. And when it's over, you'll be stronger, wiser, and more grounded than you ever thought possible. This is the most important thing to remember. The storm is temporary. The pain you're feeling, the struggle you're facing, it won't last forever. It might feel endless now, but every storm runs out of rain. Every night gives way to morning. When the sun rises again, and it will, you'll look back on this time and realize that it didn't break you. It tested you, yes. It challenged you, pushed you to your limits. But it didn't break you. It made you. You can't control the storm, but you can control how you face it. You can choose to let it consume you, or you can choose to let it refine you. You can choose to give up, or you can choose to fight for the life you know you're capable of living. The storm will end. The sun will rise. And when it does, you'll be standing there, stronger, braver, and more alive than ever before. Keep going. You've got this.